Today I'm going to talk to you about a project called the Tools of Engagement. So basically, instructional technologies are constantly changing, as I'm sure you're all very much aware, and it's changing how we communicate with our students and with our colleagues and how we share information. Today, it's really essential to be able to understand how to navigate this world of vast amounts of information. And familiarity with collaborative Web 2.0 skills is essential, both for faculty and students and everybody in today's society. So to keep pace with changes, we all must learn to be a self-directed and lifelong learner. That's kind of the crux of the project here. So the objective of the Tools of Engagement is to encourage faculty and staff to explore instructional technologies for use in teaching. Upon the completion of TOPE, participants will be able to apply practical knowledge using a variety of freely available online tools, and also to be able to reflect on innovative and creative uses of instructional technologies. This is just a screen that shows you some of the skills and processes that are involved in the Tools of Engagement. Throughout the project, participants are encouraged to reflect, and they go through and learn all about audio and video, using presentation tools, social networking, photo sharing, social bookmarking, and some of these other tools that are represented. But what is Tools of Engagement? We call it TOPE, and it's on-demand professional development. So when the timing is right for you to study and increase your skills, you go on to the site and follow along with some of our activities. They are self-paced learning activities in each module. It's not really an online course, but a set of activities that you can explore at your own pace. This is the URL. SUNY.edu/TOPE, and you can just pull up the website at any time, taking advantage of everything for professional development needs. But basically, we are encouraging a learning community among all of the SUNY campuses that are involved. So the individuals that are eligible to participate in TOPE include all faculty and staff from the participating campuses. Here's a list of those campuses. Here's the five that participated last year. Well, actually, it's not all from last year. So new this year is Finger Lakes, Brockport, Empire's kind of a redo on this side, FIT, and Purchase. And there will be incentives available. And so incentive for anybody that completes all of the activities is a certificate of completion. We also have some funding for professional development. So there will be a peer review process for everybody that completes all of the some of the activities. We've actually narrowed down how many to complete. The peer review process will select a few individuals to get professional development funding to attend conferences or workshops or other types of professional development. And then we'll also have some secondary incentives in the form of iTunes cards to purchase some of these apps and tools that you'll be learning about through TOPE. This is the process, kind of in a nutshell. So you register through the site. We'll then send you a pre-survey assessment, and the responses will help us redesign it. In the future years, we hope to make this a SUNY-wide resource. And then you will go through and explore the resources on the site, complete some of the discovery activities, reflect in online discussions with your colleagues, what did you learn through this activity and how might it apply to your particular instance, and then regularly comment on your colleagues' posts. The timing. One of the first questions people ask is, how long is this going to take? basically, if you can spend about 30 minutes a week, you can get through all of the activities. It's going to run for about 3 or 4 months. And you could really dig in and get sucked into the technologies and enjoy the learning process. And then possibly up to the end of 3 hours a week might be your involvement. And the site is available through Creative Commons. And Creative Commons, for those of you who may not know, it's similar, yes. It's very similar to copyright, but they sometimes call it copyleft. So that an individual could take their materials and self-designate how I want to share it with the world. And the Tools of Engagement site is open so that anybody can take that content, copy, paste, reuse, and manipulate, remix, put it into your own course. And as long as you give attribution to the original authors, you're free to do that. So if you see that little audio video section is useful and you want to put it into your course to have your students participate or send them directly to the Tools of Engagement site, you're welcome to do that. And the site was actually made, can't take full credit for the idea. The site was originally developed through Helene Blowers, and she is from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County Public Library System. And she made a site that was very similar, that was a professional development activity for her staff in the library. She got the original idea through the 43 Things Project. I think they tout this as the largest goal-setting community in the world online. So if you can make small incremental goals and achieve them, it's much better than saying, I'm going to do this big thing. So she took that idea and made it into the 23 Things Learning 2.0 site for her staff at the library. And incentives do help to encourage goal setting. I had taken her idea and used it in a class. I also adjunct for the Library Information Studies Department at UB. So I took her idea and manipulated it for students as compared to professional staff members. The students in my class were just very overwhelmingly positive about this self-directed learning activity that I had given them. Presented it at some conferences similar to what I'm doing now, and the audience that was there said, this would be great for faculty professional development. And so the Tools of Engagement site was born. So this is a screen grab of the site. So this is the actual site. SUNY.edu/TOPE will get you there. And one of the first things you'll see across the top is the ability to register. If you want to know all about TOPE, you can check out the FAQ section. There's information about your digital footprint and how is it important to make sure your identity online is represented accurately and positively. Again, there's a lot of resources in that section that you can share with your students. There's information that teaches about Creative Commons. And you can go in here and actually look around. Throughout the site, we try to model the effective use of instructional media. So we have audio and video tutorials embedded throughout. And then along the side, in the navigation, you'll see sections on the various categories that I mentioned. So, for example, photo sharing. Right now, each section starts out with a little introduction, how you might consider using photo sharing, some resources. You know, if you're interested to learn more about Flickr or Picasa or freely available online photo editing tools, there's tutorials there. Each section then has a discovery activity. Once you've learned all about using photo sharing, there's a couple steps on what you might need to do. In this example, I think we ask you to post some pictures to Flickr. And then take that URL of your Flickr photos and post it back to your colleagues and say, you know, here's a real example I actually went in and tried it, learned it, and succeeded. And then the section closes with what does the research say? So our librarians on the project have tried to pull out, here's a couple articles. What does the research say about visual learning? And how are other people using these tools in a teaching environment? So throughout here we have the categories that were shown on that other slide, learning about blogs and wikis. Productivity tools include Google Docs, Google Sites, polling systems, calendaring, social bookmarking. We talk about creating libraries using tools like Delicious and Digo. Citation management is something that there's a lot of really great online tools so that if you wanted to collect a library of your own journal articles or ask your students to do that, we show you how to use a couple of different citation management tools. Collaborative spaces, being able to have video conferencing, audio conferencing. I think there's other kinds of collaborative tools in there that are discussed. And then kind of, we couldn't fit it all in there. There's millions and millions of tools. So we have also an other tools section. For the sake of time, I'm also going to skip over the section, even though I just said it's the most important section. I'm going to skip over the research part of this presentation, but there are some articles out there that talk about allowing individuals to be a self-directed learner and how important that is. There's a term called meta-literacy that is being bandied about quite a bit. And Tom Mackey and Trudy Jacobson from SUNY talk about teaching students to be meta-literate, and all that means is to be able to evaluate, find, and use information effectively. So students, before we used to teach the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and now I think they call it the three C's, critical thinking, collaboration, and creativity. And to do that, you need to be able to and use media. So you can take that information that you find and synthesize it into your own messages and your own thoughts. A little bit. This link here brings you to this little wheel, which is a really nice diagram from Ross Dawson. And, how do you succeed in this connected world? If you want somebody to be able to understand how to communicate visibility-wise or be creative or curate, these are some of the tools you might point them to. Flickr, YouTube, WordPress. If you want them to collaborate and connect and be in conversations with each other, there's tools like LinkedIn and Vimeo and Skype and Hangouts. So it's a really nice tool if you want to take a look at that.
If you want to learn more about the tools of engagement, contact us at topesuni@gmail.com.